SRN News. I'm John Scott. On the economic front, Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says it's a tough day for financial markets.
Financial markets are in a bit of a tizzy, with investors worrying whether perhaps, worst case scenario, recession's already begun, and it's hard to make that case. But it could be that a more pronounced slowdown than expected is underway.
A report showing hiring by U.S. employers slowed last month by much more than expected sent fear through markets. With more on the monthly jobs report, correspondent Shelley Adler.
Just 114,000 jobs were added last month.
That's a soft number.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates that we've seen in the U.S. economy over the past few years.
So the scene could be set for interest rate cuts beginning next month.
I think it'll be a quarter of a percentage point in September and then another quarter of a percentage point later this year.
The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%, which is the highest since October of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, firefighters battling California's largest wildfire of the year are preparing for treacherous conditions entering the weekend. The forecast calling for possible thunderstorms that may unleash fires, starting lightning and erratic winds that could erode progress made over the past week. Weather, fuels, and terrain are expected to pose challenges for the 6,000 firefighters battling the Park Fire, which erupted in a wilderness park in the Sierra Nevada foothills east of Chico. The Dow is down 710 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 356. This is SRN News. Liberty University being sued for firing a transgender woman.
The ACLU of Virginia filed the lawsuit against the Christian University for workplace discrimination on behalf of Eleanor Zinsky. The suit alleges that Liberty University fired Zinsky after she disclosed her identity as a trans woman. According to the university's doctrinal statement, denial of birth sex by self-identification with a different gender is a sinful act. Zinsky says you can be both Christian and transgender. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A sewing ministry at a Tucson, Arizona church has made over 15,000 dresses for young girls around the world. The Dress a Girl sewing group started more than a decade ago at the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, providing dresses and a message for God's love to girls in multiple countries. In addition, the ministry holding an annual sew-a-thon every November. This is SRN News. As many expected there would be, correspondent Jackie Quinn has details in this report of a court challenge to one city's ban against homeless people sleeping outdoors.
The American Civil Liberties Union has announced it's suing the city of Spokane, Washington, alleging that anti-homeless legislation violates the state's constitution. It's believed to be the first challenge filed since the U.S. Supreme Court in June ruled cities can block homeless people from camping on public property. The ACLU says making camping or even lying down in public places a misdemeanor crime, punishable with a possible $1,000 in fines and 90 days in jail, amounts to unconstitutional, cruel punishment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.